Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And oh boy, is this going to be an exciting show because we have a very special guest on. Our topic of the show today is that we're going to be interviewing our special guest, Dr. Jewel Pulchram. One of the topics that we'll be discussing is the state of emergency and what is it that we are creating for our present future. So let's bring on Dr. Jewel Pulchram. Dr. Jewel.
Greetings. Hi. How are you?
I am. Always in perfection. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's busy over here, but we're wonderful.
Yes, it's always an evolution. So, first of all, I just want to say thank you for taking the time out to taking this moment to educate our listeners on some of the things that, you know, that many of us are just not informed about, but that we absolutely need this level of information in order for us to be able to evolve and, you know, ultimately for us to be able to create our present future. So the topic of our show today is state of emergency. What are you creating present future? But before we get into that, we're getting ready to move into a future portal, a 10-day future portal. And I think that this is something that we need to bring into awareness for our listeners because many, many of them are just not in awareness about that right now. So can you please share about us moving into this 10-day portal meditation that's coming up?
Certainly. As you know, Mother Earth has her own DNA codon, and so when she opens up herself to her own genes, it actually forms a portal. And so all of that information that is available to every creature on planet Earth, as well as obviously the humans, is available to us. And so we always have a strand of DNA from our past and a strand of DNA from our future or to our future. And that's the strand that allows us to be able to create our own reality. Yes, so that's
okay.
a strand that allows us to create our own realities.
Okay.
And so,
go ahead.
Yeah. Pardon me. That's a strand that allows us to create our own realities. That's the future strand. And so with our capacity to focus and hold the focus using shape power or geometry, we can image, just like in the movie, what we want to experience for our future. Now, what's so wonderful about Mother Earth's DNA is that it unfolds in a rhythm and in a series. And so right now, to our awareness, we have 10 specific days where the Earth's DNA with its energy plasma, as we call it, for us to create our future is now available, and it starts tomorrow. So we have asked individuals to join us to get this teaching and understanding and to create for themselves the reality that they are interested in experiencing. And so we have our future portal, galactic activation portal, opportunities for the next 10 days, and it starts tomorrow, based on the gratitude and appreciation from Mother Earth to let us be a part of what she's creating with her sisters and brothers, known as our planetary neighbors. See, her sisters and brothers are the planets in our solar system. So it's a great honor.
Wow, that is just so amazing. You know, I've done, I've been a part of different portal meditations, and I myself have just evolved.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and...
Excuse me. I was saying that I evolve tremendously with each of these portal meditations. I mean, I can personally say that I literally make quantum leaps throughout this experience, and I'm having been on these meditations with you since probably since the fall of 2016. So when we come back from our sponsor break, we'll definitely expand about the details of this meditation that's coming up and how people can get signed up, because that let our past portal meditation that we just had a few weeks ago, that, I mean, we all evolved through that in so many different ways. So looking forward to being able to share this information with our listeners right after we take this sponsor break.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So we're back, and today we have a very special guest on. It's Dr. Jewel Pookrum, and she's sharing with us right now about our about this 10-day future meta course, or 10-day, excuse me, future portal meditation that actually begins tomorrow. So anyone that's listening, you know, once again, this is definitely an opportunity for us to evolve at higher levels of consciousness. So, Dr. Jewel, what would you express to our listeners that some of, like, the benefits of them actually being able to experience with this meditation?
Well, it's quite important because many people have very interesting kind of values and belief systems regarding the future. Oh, nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. And, you know, our destiny is pre-written, and they just basically just let it be as such. So many people, in their basic attempt to create a future for themselves, they call it a plan. And so, therefore, it's like, okay, well, you know, in 5 years, I want to be here, 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 and do this, this, and this, which is wonderful. But the term a plan does not give them the full 100% capability of creating exactly what they want in detail, because they don't understand that even though they may say, I need to go over here and do this or that, et cetera, they don't have to plot out every activity to elucidate and experience what they want. What they have to do is see exactly where they want to arrive. Mm-hmm. And the universe will take care of the details, because what they may tick out for themselves, et cetera, may not be as efficient, even appropriate for where they want to arrive and how they want to get there. So when we take the time to see in detail what we want to experience and live that, then everything else will be activated and presented to you by the universe, by Mother Earth. But, of course, the universal principle known as the universe takes care of the details is not taught to most people. So therefore, they think that if they can't perceive it in their mind and then be able to lay it all out and make the network connections and things like that, that it's not going to get done. And that's not true. All you have to do is be able to see the end result of what you want to experience and therefore allow yourself literally to be shown. The right people will interact with you, the circumstances, the situation, and all you have to do is be willing to follow the steps. And so many people sabotage their plans even because they become very resistant about, well, who are you and what, you know, and why should I do this and where did you come from and I never knew you and, you know, how did you get here? That kind of thing, instead of recognizing that that is how the universe creates. It's like you don't know all the details. And especially since you don't have a balanced brain, you have to accept that your consciousness is only flowing through a certain degree of brain capability. And there's no need to spend time wanting to discuss that, because as long as you recognize and accept that you have a subconscious, then you are already admitting that there's parts of the brain that you're not able to absorb and be aware of the information that those areas of the brain are processing. So with that accepted limitation on your part, then obviously if you're creating a plan, it's important for you to be open to allowing what you can't see and what you don't know to be able to present itself to you, for you to be able to be guided to what it is you want to experience. So our language is different slightly because the methodology that we use has more detail and is more explicit. So we create realities from the quantum physical understanding that everything is light. And so that your capacity to use geometry, to use shape power and hold that image allows the foundation, the source of all matter in this dimension, which is light, to collapse into the shape power, the geometry that you're holding. And with you basically focusing, seeing in detail what you want, everything will be collapsed and manifested for you. All you have to do is just follow the indications and the directions, be open to the sources that that information will come to you through, opportunities, people, perhaps books falling off the shelf, a lot of other very strange indications. But to the universe, this is not strange. It's based on frequency and familiarity relative to you and your location in the cosmic grid. So this meditation, we will not be giving this degree of detail about the methodologies we'll be asking you to be aware of and use as you're creating your future every day for the next 10 days, because the university has ongoing courses to teach you about all of the quantum physics associated with the manifestation of matter in your outer world. And so this meditation is strictly for you being able to just follow the directions and then basically create your future relative to the topic, the subject that we're going to ask you to consider, how you would like to experience that topic in your future. So I can just say this, it's very important to know that if you do not create your future, it's already been created. And that means that whoever else has created your future for you or has involved you in their future, their vision will become your vision. And if you don't like it, well, you'll have to just deal with it, because you didn't use your own mind and your own vision to create what you wanted specifically for yourself. This is the foundation as to why so many individuals feel as though they are victims, and they feel that what has happened to me wasn't my fault, you know, I didn't even know anything about this, whatever else, etc. But if you ask them, have you created your day today? Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you created your week, next week, etc.? And if you had not done that, then whoever is busy creating and laying a vision that involves many, many people, if you happen to be in that area of the cosmic grid, literally, that this event that someone else has imaged for you is going to occur, then you will have to have part of that experience. You'll be part of that experience because you didn't create a reality for yourself simultaneously as that reality that someone else created for themselves was occurring. See, if you have your own reality, the universe also promises that what you image has to be manifested for you. It's not maybe, it's always what you image for yourself must become your reality. That's a law. So if you're very much active in creating what you definitely want, it doesn't matter what someone else is thinking, because that will not include you, because you have already given a definition and an image for the matrix, as we call it, to manifest in your behalf. So most people don't know this, and so therefore they don't create anything for themselves. They don't even think about it. Perhaps they don't know. And so therefore now they have to be involved in someone else's reality, because another law in the universe states that a void is not permitted. So if you haven't created something in your behalf, then therefore it's going to also be filled. Your reality will be filled with someone else's visions because you didn't project any. We are not allowed to just walk around here and not have a vision for ourselves. And so if you're not a visionary creating what you want to experience today, tomorrow, next week, next year, next decade, then who is busy doing that, your reality will become theirs, because the universe will not allow us to walk around void of a destiny.
Absolutely. I have to say that since, when I came into the university as a student and learning today, I do this every day now. I mean, there's just not a day that I am not creating my day. And I definitely see how that has been, how that has just shifted everything that, as you would explain to us about how, you're letting the matrix in. You're back in. Every time you step out your front door, you're back in the matrix. But when you're not creating your day, you're letting all of that energy unfold. And when we come back from this next sponsor break, I think that that's really an important point, is that people aren't realizing that, we've all heard about the matrix. We've all heard about this documentary. But really then knowing, seeing and understanding how that is actually what is happening. So when we come back from our sponsor break, we can continue to expand upon this. Thank you so much, Dr. Jewel. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And we are interviewing our special guest, Dr. Jewel Pookrum. And we're talking about this 10-day future portal meditation that begins tomorrow. And I want to share the details of the experience. So please take this opportunity to be a part of this meditation. This is 10 days of you now getting the opportunity to create your present future. And you really won't understand the experience until you're in it. We just finished a past portal meditation a few weeks ago that took place during February, and now we're in the future portals. And again, as Dr. Jewel just expressed, this is about you getting the opportunity to create your present future. And once again, it's about being in this experience to actually see what it's about. So the name of this meditation is Start Your Life Over Now by creating the life that you want. Start your life over now. And, you know, so many people, I've heard from so many people about it, they just wished that they had the opportunity to start their life over now. Well, this is where you are definitely getting the opportunity to do this. You'll be going through a serious metamorphosis through this process. And this is a virtual, this is an online meditation. It begins tomorrow, March 20th, and it's at 5 a.m. We will be in what you call the first watch. This is what we call true time. And the fee for this meditation is $75. This is for all 10 days. That's $7 and $50 a day when you break it down. But you can't even put the value on this. That's what I'll say. And if you want the replays, the actual cost will be $100. You would just add on an additional $25, and that is what you'll be paying. So, if you choose to, get the recordings, that is, it's $100 in total. And I have to tell you, not the recordings, the replays. Having access to those replays are really going to make a big difference. And if you need to access information, you want to be able to. There's something that you want to go back to. Ultimately, just do all of the replays again, and every time that you go through a replay, what's happening? There's even more information that's coming in. There's even, you know, there are these evolutions, there are downloads that you'll be experiencing. So it's never not beneficial to gift yourself that opportunity to be able to do that. So Dr. Jewel, being that these portal meditations, I mean, these portal periods, stating earlier, this is just something that is just natural to our evolution. You know, when we hear the word meditation, a lot of times people just think that, oh, you know, that's just something I'll do for now, but not realizing that this is just a natural part of our existence. And before we went into the break, I mentioned the word matrix, about people going back into the matrix. Can you expand upon why, again, how this is just natural to our evolution, and also about understanding that they really are stepping into the matrix every time that they walk out their door?
Thank you. You always have an uncanny way of asking very difficult questions that really cannot be answered in a few minutes. So, everyone listen up very carefully, and just make it simple for you. The term that we use has been the matrix, and if you look up what the definition of a matrix is, you're actually looking at energy fields that are intricately related to each other, that literally make a grid pattern. If you could see a physical matrix of light. Now, we use the matrix to lay down a foundation for just about everything. So to be able to weave a piece of fabric, we have to lay down a matrix. So we have fabrics that are laid down vertically, the actual threads, and then they are crossed with horizontal threads. And when they're put extremely close together, they literally make a matrix, and that matrix then is able to do what? Conform to a shape. So this is why when people actually are going to buy fabric, they're literally going to buy a freestanding matrix. And based on that freestanding matrix, the threads are so intricately associated with each other, the person can then take that fabric and cut it into all kinds of shapes and forms and make just about anything that they can image in their mind. So that simple capability to create a garment or
a number of other things. Carpet, what is that? That is a matrix, and you're standing on it. So the matrix is a reality that allows us to do what? Allows our imaging capabilities to be able to capture enough light, photons, and finally enlarge to become three-dimensional, where we can wear it, we can stand on it, you know, we can eat it. The same thing when we make a pie. You are literally, and so think of how many pies you've seen that have what? They have a matrix on top. They actually have what they call a lattice of dough. So it's crisscrossed, right? That's a matrix. And that matrix is then responsible for doing what? Holding all the ingredients that was laid on top of the crust and stacked in there. That lattice matrix holds it in place and allows it all to then, in the presence of heat, bake together to make a wonderful, wonderful dessert. So the same thing happens when you are able to image what you want to experience in what is perceived to you to be your future. And so we can image something we want to have happen right now or tomorrow, which is how we create our day, or you can project it and say, this can happen for me. This is what I want to step into 10 years from now. And when you put that perception of time on that image, then that is the rate that the light particles are going to actually coalesce and collapse into that image, that geometry that you projected, as opposed to if you say, I want it to manifest today, you have to have intense focus because you got to have that real intense magnetic projection to pull those photons very, very rapidly based on your perception into your position in what we call the cosmic matrix immediately, as opposed to saying, okay, light particles, you can manifest this for me 10 years from now relative to my comprehension. And the particles will just obviously slowly collect. And by the time 10 years passes, everything will be in the third dimension for you. I'm just telling you, it's just that simple. Now, to become masterful in this, we do want you to know the science, know the physics behind how you're using your mind, your brain, and your capacity to image. This is very important for you. And most people are very careless and they're very cavalier in how they use their mind. They don't really know how they're using their brain. And then they allow their sensations that most people call emotions to be the magnetic field to pull the photons very rapidly, slowly, or actually repel the light particles from manifesting in the image that they see. Now, see, many of you don't even understand. Well, it looks like it. I've been focusing on this and focused on this, and it doesn't even come. Well, in that you just explained it with that kind of projection of your voice, we know that it was electrical. It was electrical when you basically were doing the imaging. So whether electricity you created, what does electricity do? It disperses, and it moves things out into space. The magnetic field draws toward it and holds it. So when you're imaging, you want to be in a magnetic awareness. So if you got an attitude and you're impatient and you're in doubt and disbelief and you're saying, well, I'm imaging, right? Okay, well, guess what? Maybe, you know, in the next 200 millenniums, it may manifest because your attitude and the energies that you were sending out from your body, those sensations, were sending those photons, those light particles, so far away from your geometry that you were envisioning that they have to make a full cycle. And who knows how vast a full cycle is for a photon before it comes back to you on the grid. We don't know. That's why in your awareness, it doesn't happen. And then because you won't study the science of the physics, you don't mm-hmm. recognize that these sensations that you've created, known as emotions, are the main fuel behind how fast these photons will collapse into your imaging, your geometry, or how they will never be a part of what you're imaging because you're emitting too much electricity.
Mm.
You're too repulsive. You're too judgmental. And the attitude is not one that embraces the life force energy. So, see, no one has taught you all about how these emotions that you have, oh, I'm jealous, and oh, you know, I'm resentful, and, you know, I'm envious, and those are electrical frequencies, and they repel, they send photons away from you. They will not manifest into your image. So without you understanding how you're generating this fuel, this energy that is affecting the movement of the photons, which are necessary to bring about mass, physicality in this dimension, it's going to always be a hit or miss for you. Always be a hit or miss for you. So we, again, will not be teaching this because we have full classes to give you this kind of information. But today, I'm just sharing some of this with you because if you're wise enough to join us, who is going to support you to create your future reality for $7.50 a day?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start thinking and using this brain. Nobody's even talking to you about such a thing. You turn that TV on and look at it for hours, you won't hear not one sentence about us helping you to create reality. All they're telling you to do is buy this, do that. If you don't do this, you're nothing. If you do this, you're wonderful. That's all you're hearing all day long. But how are you going to decide for yourself what your reality is going to be? They don't ever tell you that. You got pain. They never tell you how you created it. So you just get this and do this. You're sneezing, you do this. You're just stomach, you do this. If you want to be something, you wear this. If your eyes are going to be healthy, you need to put this. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you subject yourself to that because you do not understand how your reality is created. So we're going to give you a serious, quick course overview, give you the precise instructions. So it's just like in elementary school, we're going to tell you, you draw this line, then you do this, and then you do that, and you'll be surprised. You'll be like, wow, that's an A. Yes, it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do, so how long did it take you to really understand what A is? Okay, it took a while, but in kindergarten, you don't have to figure it out. All you have to do is follow directions, and you'll see that I did it. Now, the deep interpretation of what you did comes later, but the A has been made. See, that's the thing. Nobody can ever doubt and tell a little child you didn't make an A because it's there for everybody. Well, I'm telling you, if you join us and you follow our directions, you're going to manifest your focused future. Now, you may not be able to explain it if you're not wise enough to continue to study with us, but nobody can doubt that you didn't manifest it because you can show them, because we're going to have you document it. So
mm-hmm.
that's one thing you want to do. You want to run out to the drugstore or whatever and get yourself a composition book. And that composition book, do it before the drugstores close or whatever, is going to be your future manifestation log. And every day we're going to tell you what we're going to focus on for you to create how you want to manifest this, live this in your future. So we'll be giving you the time on how to write this down, what you want, et cetera. You're going to put the time and the date that you want to manifest this, that kind of thing, so that at the end of the 10 days, you will have your future journal, and based on the timeline that you're projecting your images in, you'll be able to document for yourself. Do I have these things? Did they come sooner? Did they come later? Or they haven't manifested yet? Mm-hmm. And if they haven't manifested yet, then that should then have you go back and look at, well, what was my attitude? Because mm-hmm. if I'm down here writing all this, okay, and then in my head the little voice is saying, now you know that it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. What you want that for? Now you know that's impossible. All of that double talk in your head diminishes the magnetic field. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell you that right now because that's not a 100% focus. And anytime you have those kind of thoughts, that inner communication going on, that something is impossible, okay, that something is just not going to happen for you, who do you think you are, then that also is showing you how much of your thoughts are not supporting who and what you are. Mm-hmm. And that means that you have a self-esteem issue. And when you have a self-esteem issue here, your internal communication is not promoting you. It's not letting you know how great you are. It's not reminding you about the fact that let's do more detail because we want to add this on it. If your inner talk is not telling you that, then we can also help you with that. But I need to let you know what it is. It's a self-esteem issue. And after these 10 days, if you notice that was something that you had to experience and you had to fight it off and whatever else, you should immediately get treatment. Why? After you go through these 10 days and you've already chronicalized what it is you want to manifest, if you then go get treatment, when you can see that your self-esteem, your internal talk isn't healthy and building, getting treatment will allow you to change your energy so that what you have written will manifest for you.
Wow. Wow.
See, the thing of it is that a lot of people don't honor what they know is going on in their head, and they just put it out there as that, oh, you know, I asked for it. But see, all that internal talking about, no, this ain't going to happen, who do you think you are, they don't get that treated, and that's why I never manifest, because all of that thinking is very electrical, and it's sending the light particles away from your focus. So that's why I'm saying we're going to prove this to yourself. So if you love yourself enough and you feel that your future is more important to you, that you have it on your terms instead of somebody else's, then it has to be worth at least $7.50. You'll go out and buy a cheap hamburger and a drink for that. And this is going to allow you to be able to have the life that you want and that you can step into. So that's all I really have to say on that.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm sitting, you know, I'm there tomorrow. I will definitely be there tomorrow at 5 a.m. You know, I just, again, you know, just being in my own evolution and always seeking change, I just have to say that I have witnessed so many things manifest. They continue to manifest, and you're absolutely right. I know within myself those blocks that have been present, but what I'm ultimately grateful for is what you were just discussing about how it will, they will reveal themselves, you know, and did anything not take place during that meditation or, you know, creating my present future? No, it absolutely did. And that's just an aspect of it. So, you know, for our listeners, I would like to share the link with you right now so you can take this time to, get registered, because this is absolutely what a life changing opportunity for you to create the life that you want, So the link is www.juis.education/upcoming-events. Again, that is www.juis.education/upcoming, that's UPCOMING dash events, EVENTS. So with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about our next event that is taking place here in New York. We are just so excited. We're excited about all of it. Excuse me, I don't want to be judgmental here. I don't want to leave out the 10-day future the 10-day future portal meditation because we're just excited about all of it. Anytime that we get these opportunities, we just jump right in. So with that being said, we'll take a sponsor break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. We have on Dr. Jewel Pookrum, a very special guest here today, who's sharing with us about 10-day future portal meditation. We also have an event that's taking place here in New York on March 30th. Dr. Jewel will also be our special guest. And the name of the event is State of Emergency. What are you creating for your present future? You know, this event is, it is now time. It's talking about the present. This is definitely an event that we need to have, because once again, you know, there's information out here that our listeners and that people are just not getting. And Dr. Jewel, I just once again can't say thank you enough for seeing this as so important, that I personally know that you have put things aside because you recognize the importance of this event taking place. So the first question that I want to present to you is, can you explain what state of emergency is?
Well, yes, I can explain it. So now, do you want me to?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, let me rephrase that question. Can you please explain what state of emergency is?
Well, we're using that term, state of emergency, because what we are seeing is the incredible shift in the institution, in our environment, in people, places, times, things, and events that many of us have never seen before. And so with this major shifting, many people are really challenged in their state of confidence, their capacity to have any idea of what's happening, and also, the level of fear has become astronomically intense. So it's a state of emergency, because if answers aren't given, if there is not further and very rapidly exposed or disclosure of information, a lot of people are really going to go into a very low state of brain usage. They're going to go to the areas of the brain that deal with just outright survival. And therefore, the survival brain doesn't give you many alternatives on how to handle a problem. You either run away from it, you either attack it, or you destroy it. And so we're seeing this behavior increasing every day. The amount of people that are being shot, the amount of people that are being physically abused, the amount of people that are just dropping out of their lives with the use of drugs, et cetera. So this is the state of emergency for humanity. And so how do we address that? And as I said, the first thing is to share information. So why do our institutions look so unstable right now? What is happening on planet Earth? What is the issue with the banking system? Okay, what's the issue with our economy? What's going on with our health? So our state of emergency is doing that precise thing, sharing information. And we're sharing information platform and foundation, because the lack of understanding comes from the lack of knowing what has happened in the past. So this void, this what we call obscuritarianism, that has been practiced by the institutions. So obscuritarianism is where there has been opposition in sharing information with groups of people. So we know that, we know that our institutions have definitely not been willing to share information at the rate they're receiving it. And we know for a fact that they have not been willing to prepare us and to educate us so that when they share the information, we can interpret it for our best good. So we literally have been left totally empty and unprepared for many of the events that our institutions knew were going to occur. So we're going to take you back and give you the history of things that were manifesting and being executed in our institutions that was not shared with the general masses of the people. So when you then can view this information and see what has happened, now you can clearly understand why things appear the way they do. And with that understanding, then we have to decide, then what do we want to do and what do we want to experience relative to these changes that are still in the process of moving to closure. What we see right now is not at its end stage at all. It's probably maybe about 50% in its transition state. And now whether it's going to be an entire collapse of our society as we've known it, or whether it is just going to be that, a severe adjustment, moving to the ideal that we want to experience and that we've looked for is predicated on, guess what, you. Mm-hmm. On your capacity to hold the vision for what you want to experience. And so, therefore, some people have come together. This has required a unification in thought, a unification in mind. And some people have decided that, you know, they want to have a greater America.
Dr. Jewel?
Yes, yes. So, therefore, we are recognizing that if we want to experience the ideal that so many of us are holding a vision for, then we can't allow fear and insecurity and all of these other emotions that do not manifest and magnetize the energy needed to create this experience to be constantly projected from our thoughts. So it's also a time for us to recognize that we have to change. We cannot be in a state of schizophrenia where we still are longing for the past and then, yes, we want a new future. It doesn't work that way. So if you want a new future, then you have to say goodbye to the past. It's like a person who has completed elementary school. They already have been accepted to the high school they want or the college, but yet and still they want to go back to the high school every day when they should be going forward into the college that they say they want to be a part of, checking out the people there, going on campus, that kind of thing. But they're still going back to the high school. Now, how are they going to make leeway and acclimatize themselves to their present future if they continuously go back to their past?
Mm-hmm.
So this is very important that people don't even know how going back to the past interferes with and disrupts the manifestation of the future. So this persistent obscurantarianism is a serious problem because this kind of information that I'm sharing with you is not being taught to you. It's not being put on the TV, the radio, the magazines, broadcasted in the schools. So therefore, it's very fragmented support that the masses are giving to what they say they want, a better future. But as long as they're visiting their past, as long as they are continuously harboring fear, insecurity, anger, et cetera, they cannot energetically contribute to building a future.
So this is the state of emergency that we're in, and you need information to finally come to a stabilized reality where you can make some clear decisions and use your capacity to focus effectively. And this is very critical for as many people as possible to come into this information awareness and begin to use their creative capabilities constructively.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're going to take another sponsor break. But, you know, you, for our listeners, Dr. Jewel shared a very special message with regards to why you absolutely need to be here and for this event. And you used, you expressed in this message, as we've been submitting it or sharing it with our students, with our listeners, you know, who are receiving the flyers through the Jewel University. But you used, you said that, you know, this is definitely a critical time. And what basically what is happening is we will, we're becoming extinct. So when we come back from the sponsor break, if you can please expand upon that, because we're not seeing this. We're definitely not seeing this. And in this event that will be taking place, Dr. Jewel will be broadcasting, will be broadcasting, we will be airing documentaries, exhibiting what is happening. Like, this is, once again, this is going to be so powerful. But when we come back from the sponsor break, we'll expand upon that.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
So welcome back, everyone. So before we, I would like to share the link for to register. And for those listeners that are on, you know, we are offering a special right now for the listeners that are on. It will state as TJN special. The event is in person. To be there in person, the advance tickets are $99. To live stream, it is $125. The replays will be $150 if you want the replays. The purchase tickets, it's the same link that we shared before for the Future Portal Meditation, and that link is www.juis.education/upcoming-events. Again, that's www.juis.education/upcoming-events. And if you go to the JUIS.education website, you will also see this information there as well. So you have different ways to access it. And we will be offering, you know, thank you for our listeners. Instead of it being $99 for just up until the 21st, it will be $85. So please, you know, take advantage of this opportunity because, I mean, the value, you can't even place the value, you can't even place a price on the value because the experience, the information that Dr. Jewel will be teaching us, that she will be sharing with us, is absolutely priceless. So Dr. Jewel, if you can please expand upon, you know, you expressed that, you know, humanity is becoming extinct. Can you please expand upon that?
Well, let's just make it kind of simple as possible here, because coming to the live stream presentation on the 30th or flying in to New York to be there in person will give you many, many answers. But most people know that the death rate is going up very rapidly, and that we're seeing so many individuals who we had never suspected in their 20s, in their 30s, mm-hmm. that are dying, and they're dying of chronic diseases that just two generations ago wouldn't even dare affect anyone who was under the age of 60 or 65.
Mm-hmm.
So people are recognizing that everything is shifting and that it's quite disconcerting for our X generation and our millennials, because they can't even relax to know that, okay, you know, the chances are 95% that I'll be here age 65 or 70. Okay, they can't even relax on that anymore because they don't know, for example, if they're in an environment that's not secure, that they thought was secure, that they may get shut down right in the classroom. This is very disconcerting for the young people that, you know, just going to school, something that nobody would ever think was life-threatening, is a problem. Just walking up and down the street, being with my friends, life-threatening. Can I actually go shopping at the mall and not get shot down? Okay, what's happening with the bus? Now then it's the airplane. Then we have this frank-out illness upon us, shotgun issues, chronic diseases in very young people. And, of course, the older people, they're struggling with the ability just to remember every day. So people are moving into the personal care facilities younger and younger. I was seeing a full advertising now. People in their 50s are moving together as people in their 50s to just have companionship and to be able to help each other.
Wow.
Because the alienation has been occurring so intensely till you would think that the more mature you are, that you would definitely have long, friendly relationships with people. But so many people are dying, or so many people are ill, so many people don't even have use of their memory anymore, or their body parts are now not able to support them. So again, it's a very unstable time, and nobody's giving answers as to how each and every one of us can support ourselves in reassuring ourselves that these experiences, I do want you to know that. Please join us on the 30th, all day, because we're definitely telling the state of emergency for the human species and our planet. So thank you, Dr. Pierce, for letting me be on your show to talk about this, and I'll see everybody tomorrow at our future portal meditation.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jewel. Thank you so much. We love you. We are in just such great
appreciation.
Thank you for
sharing this hour with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening
to
the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.